I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The U.S. job market remains strong right now with the unemployment rate at 3.7%, but there's a reason for the Federal Reserve cutting interest rates a quarter percent during fair weather. Its long-distance radar has picked up some gathering clouds, including uncertainty given the trade war. And there's word today layoff announcements are up. Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports.
The unemployment rate is hovering around a 50-year low, but some companies are shedding jobs.
Even in sort of the best of times, there is a lot of churn in the job market that I think is really underappreciated.
Economist Josh Bivens at the left-leaning Economic Policy Institute says overall businesses have been hiring more than they're firing, but
as the economy slows, you should expect to see an uptick of layoffs.
And a new report from employment consultancy Challenger, Gray & Christmas shows that so far in 2019, companies have announced layoffs of 36% more workers than by this time last year. The automotive and industrial goods sectors have shed the most jobs. Part of that, says Andy Challenger at Challenger, is the trade war.
Certainly a slowdown in global growth, an increase in tensions amongst our foreign trading partners has created a difficult environment for some of these manufacturers.
The Labor Department will shed more light on how those layoffs affect the overall unemployment rate when it releases its latest jobs report tomorrow. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.